This time each week, we look at the world of cycling. Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers, along with Paul and Judy down in the Hargraves Mall. People to see if you need jewellery. And if you need to know anything cycling, he's also your man. Noel, good morning to you.
Morning, Robert. Good morning, Steve. How are you both?
Very well, thanks,
very
mate.
Well, thank you. The Melbourne to Warrnambool race is this Saturday. This is a big event.
Yeah, massive, Steve. It's going to be huge. A lot of Bendigo contingent in that one, so hopefully some local will be in the top few, maybe even a win. That's a long race, 267 k's, I think it is this year. It ranged between that. Years ago, it was 299 k's. It's a long journey on a push bike, though.
You've done it, haven't you?
They go pretty quick. But they'll average like, you know, 50-something k an hour or something for the day, so it'll be pretty fast.
That's mad, but you've done the race yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I went in it three times and finished twice and failed once.
Right.
It was tough. Oregon took me 2 months to get over it each time I went in it. So I finished it, though, so I was really proud of that. It was good.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. No, it'll be a fantastic one. And a big weekend locally, too, a couple of big meets on.
Yeah, we've got some two big races on Saturday and Sunday for the climbers around Bendigo. Saturday afternoon out at Harcourt, that's a particularly hilly race going over the side of Mount Alexander and all through Elphinstone, everything. That's put on by the Centre of Victorian Veterans at the afternoon, 2 o'clock, their Harcourt Mountain race. And Sunday, Bendigo District Cycling Club have got a race called the Mount Alexander Classic, where you actually climb Mount Alexander to finish it. So that goes up the south side of Mount Alexander, particularly brutal climb. So any climbers, you've got a two-day weekend coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
I tell you.
In the Harcourt District.
The Steve got a bit excited there when you said it was the climbers, but no, Steve, it's not social climbers, mate. It's climbers on cycles. So yeah,
You just can't help. No, I just winced at the thought of even walking up Mount Alexander, let alone cycling up it.
It's a very big climb out there.
It's very, but it's if you want to do climbing on a bike, that's the place to do it.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh yeah, for sure, agree.
Okay, tell us about the Cycling Australia Talent Camp for up-and-coming youngsters. What's going on there?
Well, I guess had it over in Adelaide. It must have been a pretty big show. In 2021, they cancelled the Junior Track Worlds, the World Championships for kids, so under-19s. So that was a big blow to everybody that had been, you know, training very hard. We've talked about that a lot with the other juniors, the under-17s, under-15s, but the under-19s, it's the older group, they were going to go to the Junior Worlds overseas in Europe, and that was cancelled. So they decided to keep everybody interested and on track, you know, for possible Commonwealth Games selection and maybe future Olympics and everything coming up. They have a training camp over in Adelaide, and Bendigo's Alessia McKay went over there for that, which was really good for Alessia.
Yeah.
And I noticed out of the Victorian team, there was three girls from Victoria, Alyssa Politi and Alessia and Lucy Stewart. And anyway, there was in the males, which was quite surprising to me, there was no kids from Bendigo at all. So it was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
So evidently, yeah, anyway, just a little fact.
Yeah. And
so it would have been a good camp over there. They would have had the top Australian Institute of Sport coaches over there helping them out, you know, telling them what's going on for the future and what the pathways are to get to the Comm Games and Olympics. So that's what happened. Alessia went to Adelaide.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, let's build through a few other things. goings on in Belgium recently, the Slovenian sparring partners from the Tour de France, Roglic and Pahaja or something like that, I think. But interesting things going on in Belgium.
Yeah. Interesting names, Robbo. They're a bit hard to get your head around.
I know.
Tadej Pogacar, he's the winner of the Tour de France last year and fantastic bike rider. But no one's heard of him much this year. He's been pretty quiet. Anyway, he tried to get into this race. His team were hoping to win this race the other day called Flèche Wallonne. It's the big Belgian classic. And they were denied entry because one of their teammates had a positive COVID test. But it turns out it was a false positive. But it didn't matter. The rules are the rules. They wouldn't let him ride. And so anyway, that was an interesting race. And Primoz Roglic, the other Slovenian, thought he had it won, but the French world champion came out of the top, Julian Alaphilippe, ended up winning from Primoz Roglic. So anyway, they had a race on the weekend called Liège-Bastogne-Liège, which is another big Belgian classic, and Tadej Pogacar made amends, and he smashed them, and he beat Alaphilippe and Roglic and them in that one on the weekend. So it's an interesting thing. He had his had his back up a little bit because he missed out on the one the week before, and so he won this one. So a very adaptable rider that can win classics in Belgium as well as the Tour de France. So good seeing those two Slovenians come through. Like, they've really, really taken the world of cycling by the throat, and they're dominating at the moment with the Frenchman Alaphilippe in these classics and everything. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Froome, his comeback's not going too well. He reckons he won't make the Olympics.
Yep, that's what he said, and his coach said the same. Yeah, the form's not there, and Chris Froome said himself that he doesn't feel that his form warrants selection for the Olympics, so he mustn't be feeling that good, you know, because he's had a lot of success in the Olympics in the past. Like, he's won a gold medal in the time trial, I'm pretty sure, and... yeah, he mustn't be going that well if he's not confident to ride in that. Anyway, I hope he gets some sort of form back because he's been a fantastic rider.
Certainly has, that's for sure. Some new rules, we'll leave them and talk about them next week, Noel, because we are out of time, my friend. But listen, thanks very much for that. You have yourself a fabulous week, and good luck to all the riders over the weekend.
Thanks, Robbo. Thanks, Steve. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too. Noel Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mal in Bendigo, our cycling expert. On the wake-up call.